evening and welcome to the Tuesday, October. Commissioner King?
Here.
Commissioner Martin?
Here.
Commissioner Sparrow?
Here.
And Chair Ruth?
Here.
And please join Commissioner Martin in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda review. We only have one item, so I don't see that we'll be needing to change the order. Community comments and suggestions. This would be the time for anyone who wanted to speak on an item that is not on the agenda tonight. Seeing no one in the audience, I will close that. Written communications, we have none since the preparation of a let's look at September 4th first. Does anyone have any comments, questions, clarifications? Okay, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of September 4th as presented.
So moved.
And a second?
I'll second.
Okay, may we have a vote, please, Debbie?
Yes.
Commissioner Martin?
Yes.
Commissioner Barnage?
I'm abstaining because I was absent.
And Commissioner King?
Abstaining.
And Chair Ruth?
And yes.
All right, on to the minutes of September 18th. Again, any comments, questions? Motion and a second. A roll call vote, please. Commissioner Barnage?
Yes.
Commissioner King?
Yes.
Commissioner Martin?
Abstain.
Commissioner Sparrow?
Yes.
And Chair Ruth?
Yes. All right, moving on to public hearings. Item 8A is Staff Project 12-005, adoption of the 2012 Historic Context Statement, location citywide, applicant City of Arroyo Grande. And a staff report such as it is, please.
Thank you, Chair Ruth. Yes, your staff report indicates staff's desire to have this item continue to the next plan. Your continuance to a date certain would not require any additional advertising. I think we got the word out in time so that folks understand that it's expected to be heard on October 16th, and this will give staff a little more time to go through the report prior to its release for public review.
Yeah, thank you. Any questions for staff? All right. I will entertain a motion to continue this item to a date certain of October 16th.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? May we have a roll call vote, please?
Yes.
Commissioner Barnage?
Yes.
Commissioner Martin?
Yes.
Hearings, notice of administrative decisions, and we have four items. They're administrative decisions.
And Chair, I'd like to, because of a conflict of interest, I need to have item two heard separately from the second vote and the other ones. And we can either do it first or last, because I'll have to step out when you do that one.
Okay, how about we talk about the other three items first? Heritage Square Park, 905 D Rancho Parkway, and 326 Myrtle Street. Does anyone have any concerns about those?
I just have a question on the last item on Myrtle Street. Mm-hmm. I'm loving this new microphone. why we were allowing the exception? What was in the way there?
The exception was being requested for, I believe, one and a half feet of the rear yard setback, which is 15 feet, as approved when you approved the planned unit development. and it was for the purposes of a two-story structure to have a 15-yard setback. The applicant desired a small deviation to fit the house plans, and the exceptions findings were made because of its location on the on the front portion of the house, so it was already so that massing of the structure was on the other side of the requested deviation, and that two-story home element was what precipitates a larger rear yard setback. So it was reviewed at the ARC meeting in at their September meeting, and the committee also concurred.
Okay, thank you, Teresa.
And I will say I went to that ARC meeting, and they discussed a lot of items, but they none of them had any concerns with the setback. They thought that was reasonable.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Liz. Excuse himself from this hearing, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And Kristen has a question about this one.
Yeah, thanks, Liz. Teresa, you couldn't see anything from the front of the house, so I was able to go around to the back street or the cul-de-sac back there. Already up rather high. And that doesn't exceed the height regulations for that area or neighborhood?
That's correct. It's an existing deck, so you were able to identify it in passing by. That's a deck that they're proposing to enclose. This would add 490 square feet to the structure. It does fall below the height limit and does not trigger any exception needed for floor area ratio or lot coverage, of course, because it's an existing deck. I can just is in a neighborhood where we do have several design overlays, or we had at one time several for height and view purposes. This is not in one of those sections where one of those overlays exist today.
So, Teresa, that if I'm remembering correctly, that's a single-story house that's on a raised foundation, so it sits up a little bit. So that that addition is going to stick up. If you're facing the house from Elm Street, you're going to see the addition, the box that's going to sit up top.
You'll see a tower element. There are a few other homes in that neighborhood that have a similar element.
Recommendation, since you have plans there and you think it's going to look all right.
And you're okay, or would you
yes.
like to pull it, or you?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. All right. Then we will move on, and Commissioner Keene can come back in. There you are. Thank you. Okay, on to item 11, Commission. Seeing none, I'll move on to staff communications.
None this evening.
All right, that brings us to adjournment, and I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, good night. Thank you.